First of all, what motherfuckers don't understand about Jada the ROC, right, is that I'm into, like, method rap, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm writing about crime, you know what I'm saying, I gotta do crimes, you know what I'm saying, to get in that headspace, you know what I'm saying? So I was writing some vibes, some rhymes of, like, a sexual nature, right?
It's a bad situation, because his fans found out about this, it could hurt him. And getting caught masturbating sucks. Like, I get caught masturbating in jail 7 or 8 times, and it really sucks.
So I was just getting myself in the sex vibe, and some motherfuckers bust in and misinterpreted that, right? Thinking I was yanking my shit, but that ain't even true, you know what I'm saying? I was just straight up writing some shit and of a sexual place, of a sexual nature, right? That's one of the rhymes right there, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't have written that unless I had my shit out, right, in some hand cream.
I have been having a debate over the bed, but what the hell? Let's just have it here on air. Will, what were you trying to say?
Most in professionalism.
Yeah. What was your angle on all this?
Well, we had a surprise for the listeners.
We did have a surprise of just epic proportions. Nothing actually all that great. We had one of the old co-hosts was coming in.
Did anyone listen when she was on?
Sometimes.
All right.
Sometimes. I mean, like, 2 or 3 people are going to be like, oh, that's amazing. Like, to 2 people, this will be having Jackie back on the Stern Show. To everyone else, they won't care.
I got stuck in traffic.
That's, yeah.
That's a puppet, so it's okay. Technically, it's an impression of a puppet.
Yeah, exactly.
Making it even more okay.
That is like 3 layers of coverage right there. You cannot touch us.
And the fact that we're both Jewish.
Yes.
Just look at us.
No one's going to buy that. No one's going to buy that. Where's our visible gold?
But yeah,
we did have a special guest, and she will be here shortly, we believe.
Depending on the DC traffic.
Yeah, you'd be shocked, because I've never done this shtick once while on these airwaves, but the traffic has made someone who's part of my show late for the show.
I left a good 40 minutes, if not more. And I even looked this ish up on MapQuest last night. It's 15 miles. I didn't want to get on the toll road that connects Dulles Airport to the city.
You?
I'm not going to pay
Jewish.
$2.
We're Jewish. Why would we ever use a toll road?
Yeah, that and the fact that my taxes should already pay for these roads, but apparently I need to shuck out $2 more to go one way.
Screw it.
And anyway, so I was cruising along. There's some light rain, which maybe kept all the idiots indoors. I don't know.
Oh, I was thinking taxi driver style and wash the filth off the streets, but no. It had cleared up by the time I got on the road.
Got to the freeway, and it's just bumper to bumper, and I'm like, oh my God, these people are seriously... Because it wasn't even rain.
Oh, like mouth-breathing dandelions. They were out after a nice shower.
It was like the same amount of water that comes out when you spray a cat in the face with a bottle when it pisses on the carpet.
It was
like,
nothing.
Like, that's what's coming out of the sky. So I was like, oh, DC, you let me down again. Turns out there were just people surveying in an HOV lane you're not even supposed to be using right now anyway.
Totally off limits, and yet people had to see what they were doing with their fancy equipment.
What are you doing with that telescope?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we live in a land of laptops and cell phones that can do goddamn anything, and yet a guy with a piece of glass on a tripod is still the most amazing thing you'll ever lay your eyes on.
That camera's orange!
Yeah, exactly.
My camera isn't orange.
My camera's black and gray. I can hold mine in my hand. His must be fancy if it needs the tripod.
Oh, it's just...
Get her done.
The only good thing about that is it kind of acts as a filter. So it's like once you get by it, then it's smooth sailing.
Oh, because every retard, like every mouth breather, still glued moth to flame style and slowing down for it.
Yeah, it's like sand through an hourglass. Like once you make it through that transition point, you're just free.
But for the most part.
Up until then.
But how good does it feel to actually be here on time? Don't lie. It's awesome, right? Like, you can look down upon Veronica when she comes in now.
That, and I got to unload, like, the gallon of water I drank at the gym.
Exactly.
Which I didn't get to last week.
Oh, you held it in the whole time?
For an hour.
I appreciate you taking one for the team.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
Well, let's do the show intro. Lord knows when she'll be in here. Lord knows when Guffman shall arrive. As we wait for her. But welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
No relation.
No relation.
We're like good. The Ramones.
Yeah, exactly.
Adopt a surname.
And note the incredible Jewishness of our last name, since we're apparently continuing with that shtick for the rest of the day to cover ourselves legally. Oh, my Lord. Here's our friend. Hop on in, buddy.
Hi.
Hi, hi. Get behind Mike. No one can hear you. You're on that one. The other doesn't work.
Isn't that the webcam one?
That is. No, you're right. I forgot.
I'm the webcam one.
I think you're both webcam. Sit down. Sit down. Come on. Sit. Come on.
I have to get pretty. Relax.
You're all good. Don't worry. Everyone, if you listened to the show back in the day, we are welcoming back, on a limited time basis every now and again.
Maybe.
Veronica Johnson, who Veronica's had a couple running gags. I think the best with you was we'd always make fun of the fact you wanted to sleep with like G.I. Joe looking guys and tall men and nothing else.
Didn't we give them black names too?
Yeah.
Because I won't date.
And at the time, we had like a shorter guy who was also part of the cast, Matt.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the gag for me always was trying to get you to bang Matt, even though he was like even shorter than me. Oh, really? Did you finally?
He didn't tell you?
No.
I'm totally lying.
Oh, this is why you suck
April
on air.
Fools.
Oh, you're poison, and I hate you. But, God, other than that, people would watch you on webcam all the time.
Who was the creepy guy that would
always
call
in? We never got
him
to the bottom of it. And what always...
That is such bull. You know who it
is. I can smell your seed.
I really don't know who it was that was always watching and would say things like just like comments
creepy
on your looks for the day. And the best part of it, it sounded exactly like the guy who follows us into the studio, Squire.
It does. I thought it was him for a while. I'm not going to lie.
I'm very sure it wasn't Squire.
Oh,
but it would
God,
have been hilarious
be
if it were. I mean.
I think it was.
Do you really?
Yes, because every time that caller would call in, he would come in and just be super friendly.
And he would then plug Night Train Memories, Squire's show.
I want to pull my Night Train in here, Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I can't imitate Richard because I don't really know what he sounds like.
But
I don't pay attention to things.
Richard's got a good
even though
voice.
I see him on a practically weekly basis.
Yeah, this will sound weird, but Richard's actually how I first figured out how to do a show on this station that didn't sound goddamn horrible.
What, you mean like sound quality-wise or content-wise?
Like just delivery. Like I would go home and beat myself up for churning out another piece of crap, and Channel 37 would still be on because someone else in the house had been watching it to listen in, one of the roommates. And I would get home and I'd hear Richard. I'd be like, oh, goddamn, that guy's actually got some good pipes.
You hear him do like a line of blow off the console like Tony Montana.
Dude, baby.
Welcome to Night Train Memories.
Oh,
boy.
Goddamn, do we have a treat for you today.
Oh, my God. But, when were you last on the show, Veronica?
It's been about a year.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I was living with that awful C, I remember. That's when I like started coming back on, and
I think
the one right around the corner.
Oh God, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
your horrible ex landlord, whatever the F she was, that Kathy Bates. See you next Tuesday. Horrible being.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But back then the cast was different. You weren't on that often, were you, Will?
No, because I was like, I had 2 days off. I think it was like Wednesday and Saturday.
Yeah.
And I would just go to the gym on those days and, like, sleep in.
So we didn't have you much, and it was Veronica.
And Joel.
Joel.
I still talk to Joel. I like Joel.
Joel Goldstein!
Too. I think the one issue I had with Joel is the gimmick was just, like, S-piling on me, like, quickly and repeatedly for the duration of the show. And you can only
it
have...
It was fun.
Well, those two would tag team you.
Pretty much, yeah. And then, like, we had Matt, who would sit in the corner and then just tell
and
everyone
chew
to shut
ice
up.
On air.
Chew ice, chew gum, and just, it was a bit of a mess. It was too many cooks.
I left my gum in the car.
Thank you.
I feel naked.
So the show lineup was changed. We initially went with you and Rachel C. Oring.
Oh.
And Rachel didn't work out. Then we got Kate, and Kate's in and out. And you know what? I like Veronica's voice. You, more than anyone who's been on the show, you've gotten comments about like how doable you sound based on voice.
Well, thank you.
So I figured, what the hell? Let's bring you in. Because it was either you or, you know, just me and Will again. And
I'm prettier.
That's true. Ooh. Can we get to that? Can
Wait,
we talk about
us
that
or
on
Kate?
Air? No, than us.
Oh.
She does. Know. She does have a vagina. She's got us beat there.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Really? Do you want to throw on a wig and have some sort of drag beauty pageant?
I'll challenge her to a pose off.
This would have been great to cover in some sort of show prep ahead of time, but another bit dies on the vine because we just pull this out of our asses behind the mic.
No, she looks good. She's lost a lot of weight.
I was going to say, can we get there on air? But I guess we can because we already have.
Fine.
Well, yeah, it was always weird to me because we would discuss a lot of your relationships on air.
Mm-hmm.
And you always were, I won't say like juggling guys because that makes you sound promiscuous and unchristian. But you always had a couple of guys lined up.
Yeah.
A couple, I won't say a roster because that sounds whorey and NBA-like.
Can we say whorish on air?
Sure, we have. I don't have a dump button. It's out. But it always, I felt bad because you would kind of, the angle I got from it was you liked a couple of these guys and you wondered why wasn't it getting serious with any of them?
Because you were heavy.
Oh my God, are you serious? Okay, it's not like I was a total heifer before. Come on.
I was just kidding.
You,
I hate you. You are why I quit the show first time.
I love,
why is he here?
Will says the things that I don't get to say so much. Well, that kind of crossed my mind. It's and to any girl out there who's wondering maybe why they're having problems with guys getting serious, a big part of it can be
no.
Maybe
you know
you've got a couple extra pounds.
It has absolutely nothing to do with it. Do you want to know why?
Well, I think that's
because
the girl take on it. But
bull,
to a guy,
no proof because I
proof.
Did not talk to one of those
all right,
guys.
Sir Isaac Newton,
shut up and let me talk.
Okay.
Because I did not talk
oh,
to one
I missed
of them.
This. All right, go on.
I feel like you're losing control of the room.
Already. She was the cancer. It wasn't Joel. All right, no.
All right,
no,
let her finish.
Yeah.
Because one of the guys that I was talking to back then, he and I recently started talking again, and it's him. He is the one with the issues. Because I've changed, I've grown,
yeah.
Whatever. He
so
has
you're
a
talking
little
bit. To one of the guys who hooked up with you in the day, and he's still a dog after the fact. And I'm not
yes.
saying now that you're like, you're pretty in shape now. I mean, how much, I'm not saying this to call you out on your previous weight, more to applaud your efforts. How much have you dropped?
About 40, 45 pounds.
That's good, right?
Thank
well,
you.
Why can't
I don't know. I don't know how much women weigh. It's all visual.
Okay.
Numbers mean nothing.
I've gone down about...
Were you
four
a deuce
sizes?
Before?
Deuce and a half.
I have no idea what
sumo
that
culture
means.
200 by the pound.
No.
She wasn't too hundy.
170.
No. I'm not answering this
Come on,
question.
Man. Yeah,
of
with
all
simple
the questions,
subtraction, we could
really?
Puzzle out her current weight with that data. No
and
woman.
I would not
see,
tell
I wouldn't
you my
know what she
weight.
Weighs now, like 125.
I'm not telling you.
Well, can you stand up and do a pirouette or whatever the hell women do?
No.
Do
woo.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I want to compliment you and the yeah. weight loss and... I'm not saying it's a panacea, like every guy is going to get in line now that you're all svelte and sexy, but it helps.
What did that word mean?
It does.
Svelte?
No. A few
panacea.
Back. There we go.
Oh, yeah. I blew the Jew cover. We're actually Greek, and we use Greek words. It means cure-all.
Okie doke.
There you go. Yeah, I have your vocab for the day.
Not like people know the word cure or anything. Or
Shut
solution.
Up. Shut up. I try to keep things a touch intellectual here, and that's what I get. Shut your filthy mouth. Anyhow, I just want to say good work, and have you noticed a difference with the boys? Like, back in the day, it just seemed like this trail of tears, you know? It was like, oh, this one effed me over, and then I left him for this one that effed me over. I think now, in your current state, you can start keeping them in line.
But she also has an awful personality. Let us not forget that.
That can usually help with guys, man.
Pot, kettle, black, whatever.
Guys secretly love a bitch.
That's true.
They do.
Everyone
oh
wants to be
God,
treated like
do.
S.
Yeah.
No,
because deep down, we all feel we don't deserve good things.
No.
And so it's like, oh, you're calling me a piece of S. Deep down, I do realize this is the truth. So you are profoundly insightful. Continue.
No, I was talking to one of my coworkers about this because she and I run into the same situation, the same types of guys. But I think we gravitate towards the same type of men. And we've come to the conclusion.
Black Marines.
Yum.
Okay.
No, we've come to the conclusion that you have to be a
Anthony
complete
Anderson-esque.
Biatch to get anywhere.
You have to be what?
A biatch.
No, yeah. It's just
no, you
confidence
do. You really do.
And self-esteem.
Look, I have been nothing but nice to this guy the second time around. I've been honest. Like, I like you. Let's
I
do
don't,
this.
I don't know why
blah,
you
blah,
keep
blah,
this
blah,
guy
blah.
In the picture
I
still.
Don't
like,
know
your options must be so increased. Like, me at my sloppiest, and I'm just getting some kind of pity F, and then, like, I tone up, you know, I'm 30, 40 pounds lighter.
You are really good.
I wouldn't, oh, I'm just starting to cut up for the summer, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Why would you ever want to go back to that sloppy mud puddle you were getting when you were at your worst? I guess, you know.
He's just, I don't know.
Well, ideally, people are, like she was saying earlier, to be serious for a moment and not joke around. Like,
yes.
If this guy actually liked her, like, she's right. It really shouldn't make a difference whether she looks like she does now.
Exactly.
And then, she didn't look bad before. I was just busting her bees, you know?
I don't like this side of you. But
I like
well, I thought
this
we were trying to make
you.
A point.
We are.
The
we
point
are.
Is, like, honestly, you know, whatever his issue is, I don't know, maybe she has VO. That's, like, yet a third possibility.
DJ is VO. No, I don't think.
No, I don't know. Who is this guy? I don't even know. Can you give, like, a rough description?
If you want, there's just this one guy. Will, you have this type of person in your life. I think we all do. It's someone.
There's
you
just that one.
I don't
that,
even know. Is
guy.
There that much of an emotional component to it? I just feel it's like someone you can always get your, you know, get yours with. And...
No, I won't. Oh, even, like, we won't, I won't even go there with him this time around.
Really?
Nope.
So it's just some guy you still like. And you've done all this, and he's still
it's not
coming
like I
around.
Did this for him. I did this
I know.
For me.
Wait,
that
you haven't been smashing?
No, I won't.
Smushing,
he's not my boyfriend.
No,
period.
Smashing's funnier. F Jersey Shore.
Okay.
And their stupid lingo,
oh,
which we can get to
oh,
later.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were so above it just because I walk into you watching it three times a goddamn week.
Because that one episode was so good. Do you watch this season?
It is my guilty pleasure. I'm not
when Ronnie flipped the F out and just started like trashing his girlfriend's stuff, like threw her bed out the window.
He is crazy.
That is hilarious.
Who does that?
Me.
Well,
which is why I find it funny. And then he just smashes her glasses.
Finally, something I can relate to. I bet Sammy is VO.
Like, it just okay, it's like the bitch really needs glasses. Like, I guess she never doesn't wear contacts ever, maybe. You know, like, sometimes you'll see her in glasses if you watch it?
Yeah.
He just smashes them, and she comes out with, like, the pitiful broken lenses.
Oh, my God.
Dangling
looking
from
like
one.
Old
she's
banana
just like,
peel.
Really? Really?
You know what? I feel bad
voice.
For her.
Why?
They're
she's the one who chooses
kids.
To
they
stay in that relationship.
I can relate to her, I suppose.
They're both garbage, and they deserve each other.
No, she's not so bad.
They both keep going back to each Boy. Other.
Yes.
It's like one or the other. I mean, it reminds me of, like, situations I've been in.
Speaking of
really,
situation.
Yeah. Oh, God. We have a news
douche.
Item with that that character, that Skeeter Valentine-looking character. Later.
That's pretty good. I'd say it's more Pauly D, the blowout. Kind of looks like just the lines drawn straight up. But.
They're all filth. And it just kills me because that's what procreates. And eventually this country will go under.
Well, not only that, but we worship them.
Idiocracy, that's the prophecies of Nostradamus, as far as I'm concerned.
Like, Snooki is more famous than the guy who's going to reach the cure for cancer right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's sad.
Hey.
It's Veronica. Sad, but we all feed into it.
I was going to, like...
Who's watching the reality show about the scientists?
I was
going
to ask the name of a few famous scientists for you guys. But no, you already proved it, man. That is what's big in the culture.
It's just like...
That
the,
and Rebecca Black.
The stupid traffic. Like,
and I'm no better. I don't do anything, you know? I don't sit there reading anything of worth. I like to think I'm so much better just because I don't watch this crap, but I contribute nothing.
I mean, I gotta assume part of it is people just look at people like Snooki, and then they're like, it makes them feel good about themselves.
I think that's a big part of it. I think it's you're watching a train.
I don't. I think they identify with it. I don't.
Seriously?
I don't think it's an I'm better than this. I think, like, at first it's like, oh, I can laugh at this trash, look what they go through. And then on a completely, like, visceral, emotional level, they're like, yeah, I've been through that too.
Yeah, that's
I can only watch for about 10 minutes, and then I'm just so appalled that I have to turn it.
Just, like, really, it's the same thing with, like, me with, like, really disgusting porn. You're just like, what am I doing
oh
with my
God.
Life? as soon as the act is done, you're like, oh, I'm ashamed. Where have the years gone?
Especially
just
with
cry.
Google Chrome. You know how like when you open it, it has like the last six sites you've visited.
I refuse to use Google Chrome because of that.
It's like the next day, like once all that's been
really
put out.
Do you really watch that much porn?
Oh, already? No, it's like if you go in Firefox and it's like an autocomplete on the the URL bar. I defy you to type in one letter and it doesn't start off with like three porn sites just for that letter. Maybe Y for Yahoo or something or something. You know, no, yourdirtymind.com. We got that covered. But shall we go on to the April Fool's stuff and how crappy April Fool's Day is and how many effing jokes you had to endure?
I really kind of went unnoticed. I was lame and made fun of the bride whose wedding I'm in.
What did you do? What was your gag? I hate you for contributing to April Fool's.
Go on. Sorry, I know it was so lame. It was just easy. We were texting and her shower is tomorrow.
Hold on. Did you say you were pregnant, that you contracted an STD? Someone asked you to marry them? What? Because it has to be one of the three if you're a girl. And it's never the STD one because they never go for broke like that.
No, she said, I'll see you on Sunday. And I wrote back, really? Why? And she wrote back, bridal shower, period.
Are you the maid of honor?
No.
Oh, she won't care if you're there.
Exactly. She was like, all right, fine.
No, she would have been pissed if I forgot.
More
scampi
for me.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. I have to go to work, blah, blah, blah.
This isn't to throw you under a bus, but you're the reason April Fool's is horrible.
I know. I'm sorry, America.
If you're like me, I do a lot on Twitter because that's what I do when I'm not porning.
Okay, you're the problem with America. Are you kidding me?
That is very
true. Twitter.
But I can't tell you how many tweets I saw along the lines of, hey, everyone, I'm pregnant. Things like
stupid
that.
Stupid bees. I got one of those on Facebook where it's a picture of a positive pregnancy test. It's like,
oh my God.
That's obviously
that's
just something
so
you pull off of Google
Image
Search.
I would laugh if
search.
She was holding it up next to a black eye. then I'm laughing.
No, I have a funny story for you. Do you remember, there was a third guy that maybe I had stopped doing the show.
And you started doing him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was after Tyrone, if we're using the name.
No one remembers the name code. Even I don't. So you were just, one of the, you
there's
added
a new
another
guy,
guy
right?
on the
okay.
roster.
So there's a new guy. We stopped talking
Your
about
bullpen
a year ago.
Grew deeper.
Number three on the depth chart.
I hate you. I hate you. Anyways, we stopped talking.
The Joey Galloway receiver core. A little Redskins humor for the locals.
Oh, man.
All right, continue. I'll stop.
And just like Joey Galloway, is he now jobless? Jobless 38 in black.
Okay, my story's not even going to be funny now because you've completely just
We've made it,
it
funny.
No, you just
continue.
Ruined it. Anyways, he sent me a random IM and we were chatting and we ended up, he was my...
When
he
was
came,
this?
This is you, a couple, this is like a month or so ago.
So you had stopped with this guy for a while?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in like 9 months or so. So he sees a picture of me and my nephew on Facebook.
He's hot.
No. The timing was such that had I gotten knocked up by this guy, my nephew is the exact age that. So he's sending me all of these cryptic text messages like,
oh, God,
so,
I've been
that's
there.
A cute baby.
Oh, no.
I heard coat hangers are only 99 cents at IKEA.
I was like, relax, stud. It's not yours. That's my nephew. It
I
was just
take
funny
you to this
that
restaurant
he was worried
that's
about
up
that.
Four flights of stairs. I miss you.
We really, really, really need to go.
Wait, did he?
Oh God, I feel his pain.
Did you let him?
I'm not answering.
Oh, you're dirty.
Oh, no, I didn't. Wow.
You dirty tramp.
Oh my God.
Oh,
seriously.
Wow.
Well,
no,
did...
but shit happens.
Whoa.
Oh, that's
yeah, like that.
Including that.
It
happens. Wow, really? So the Kraken was released.
No.
Well, did he put his leaves in a lawn bag?
I think he might have gone with a cheaper brand, like a Costco lawn bag that wasn't able to handle the leaves.
Kirkland.
And then the lawn was rendered a mess by all the leaves.
Yeah, what happened? Like, how could this be a possibility? But be vague.
Yeah.
It's always a possibility.
Why are we afraid of a
regardless.
Baby
no, it's
growing
not.
In the yard?
Yes, it is. Do you know how many friends I have that got knocked up while they were on the pill or using condoms? Like, seriously?
The pill's a farce.
That's true.
The pill's a farce. It's like... What is it? People claim when it's taken
properly, it's 99% effective.
I heard it's like 98 even with proper.
And
I'm
women
sorry.
Are trifling, so they can't take the same pill at the same time every day.
You're trusting
no,
a woman
smart,
to exact timing.
Set an alarm.
Hey, Veronica, were you here on time today? I rest my case. I rest my case.
It was traffic.
No, I used to like F some chick and they're just like lying on her floor. She's like, oh yeah, I haven't taken them for the past couple of days.
Oh, and, wow. I'll just take three at once.
Yeah.
And you're just like, it doesn't work that way.
And idiot
actually,
me.
Actually, plan B, that is kind of how it works.
You know what? Ironically enough, yeah. It's just like, what, four birth control pills in one or something?
No, plan B is taking her to a white stucco building behind the Fuddruckers in Fairfax for $480.
Why would you say Fuddruckers? Why would you say Fuddruckers?
That's
all
plan
restaurants.
A, B.
No, because it is behind the Fuddruckers.
The actual
not that I
know.
I hate Fuddruckers.
Well, why? Did you, like,
you
see it from
memories.
The back as you walked out of this building?
She was
for
disgusting.
A little snack
oh
after.
Yeah.
Get your strength back up.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? If I had to take a woman to the abortion, the Fuddruckers abortion clinic in Fairfax, that would be my favorite place of all time. I'd just be staring at it the entire 90 minutes. How long does it take?
I don't know. I left.
Did you? Did you
oh
have
my
some
God.
Burgers? What? She's what under. I mean, what do you
what
want?
What am I going to stay for?
Do I get to keep a souvenir?
At least I didn't go to get a lap dance, which I very well could have and should have.
Y'all are sick. Sick. This is why you're single. It has nothing to do with the girls. You're just sick.
What are you talking about? Women love me.
Yeah.
Because I'm awesome. And I hide this terrible, terrible personality until about like six months down the road.
That's
oh
the
my
problem.
God.
I'm just me all the time. You see Will... like with a girl, especially a new girl, it's like, hey, can I get you something to drink?
Are you serious?
Oh, he has a total different voice. It's also his customer voice. He uses what his customers call, you know, the kids he guitar tutors.
Oh my God.
Hello there.
Yeah, it's so like he drops all the testosterone that's dripping in his voice right now. It's like, oh, hey, Mrs. Smith, can Billy come?
Good day to you
Billy
too.
When are you guys out on vacation? Okay, we'll schedule them for two. And then he'll hang
oh,
out.
Creepy.
And he'll like
F that B.
Well, no, you don't
stupid
even do that.
C.
Like, you won't even do that. That's the weirdest part. Like, then you'll just sit there silently afterward. I'm like, wait, is that his real voice? Like, if you immediately hung up, you're like, oh, I hate that B. Then I'd know.
No, sometimes real. I do. People, like, cancel me the last minute, just, like, completely Fs my day and schedule up, which happens all the time.
All right. But just wrapping up the April 1st thing, man. I hate it. It ruins Facebook. It ruins Twitter.
Yeah.
I ranted about it. I did some crappy post on my site about it. And then, as if to prove I'm wrong, some chick, some pinup broad, September Carino, actually pulled a really funny April Fool's gag. Like, for weeks, she'd been doing this buildup, I guess, for April's 1st. She's like, guys, would you still like me if I got a breast reduction? It's literally the only porn chick I ever, like, follow on Twitter.
Oh my
Can
God.
We see this?
Yeah, sure. Go for it. I got it punched up.
All right, nice.
As per our show prep.
Let's see.
Here's September Carino with a C. Here's the broad. And Will can testify to the fact that she's,
Oh, they're real.
I know you hate that, but, good stuff overall, right?
She got quite a beak. It'd be more
she's
like
Italian. What do you want?
She's a beak.
What do you want?
Oh my God.
Greeks and glass houses on the nose. What do you want, buddy? So for weeks, she's like, would you guys still like me if I got a reduction? Her whole shtick. She's like a pinup chick, I guess, who has just monstrous, monstrous cans. And then finally yesterday, out of nowhere, like at like 11:58, when your guard is down, you think you've weathered the storm, she puts out this message. Yeah, guys, I finally booked it, my reduction. And like everyone's just like, what are you effing doing? And then she follows it up with, haha, April Fools.
That's
so
the way to do
off.
It.
Hats off. I actually
she did
said
three that- things right. She set it up, like, weeks in advance.
Yeah.
Then, like you said, she waited until the very last minute when all the Essie pranks are out of the way.
Yeah.
And then she didn't say, hey, I got them reduced. She just said, I booked the appointment.
Yes.
Making it even more realistic.
It wasn't like, I was tweeting 4 hours ago about the Chipotle I was eating, and oh, by the way, I went under for heavy surgery.
So, good for her.
Hats off to you.
Got some brains in them cans.
Exactly. So don't get them reduced. You'll get dumber. That's science.
Oh, my God.
Shall we move on to what I thought was probably one of the cooler news stories I saw this week about a Chicago teacher who's in trouble for posting some photos on Facebook of one of her students? Sounds kind of... Have I teased it right? Did I get your attention?
Well, it doesn't sound that dirty, first of all, because he told me the story in advance.
I was going to say.
Which is why show prep is a bad thing.
It will be like, where can I see these boobs? Is she legal?
And second of all, it's a she teacher, so you
it's
know it can't
teacher,
be too filthy.
Yeah, exactly. They have some sort of morals.
I didn't catch the part where she put it on Facebook. I didn't hear that part earlier.
Does that change your take? Let me read the
story. A little bit, yeah.
I'll read the story. You tell me what, you know, your take on things. Okay. I thought it was pretty nuts. And it also keyed me into just another dumb thing that kids do, because kids do horrible, dumb things. And when I have one, like, I won't be able to appreciate their budding intelligence, because I'll just be obsessed with how dumb they are overall.
That's why they suck.
They do.
They're idiots. They come out knowing nothing. They don't even know to not S themselves.
Yeah.
Like, dogs know that.
Please don't ever, ever have a child.
Oh, he will. He'll have one before me.
Oh, no.
Oh, you'll be married with a kid before me. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Definitely. I can see that.
Because you can put on a show.
You're going to be one of those
guys.
Yeah,
I can put on a show, and then, what, I have to flee to Mexico?
Once that show gets picked up?
Because
no guy has ever impregnated and married a woman on the basis of a false pretense, of a fake personality. That's never happened in the history of man.
He doesn't like this
when we're dating.
You got to take him to Fuddruckers.
And just point up at the window of the clinic.
Hey, I wonder what's up there.
Yeah. Be like, oh, I know what's up there. That was rhetorical, bitch.
Yeah, well, too bad I slipped a roofie in your drink at Fuddruckers and you're passing out any minute.
You're going to be real regular real soon again.
Y'all are so wrong. So wrong.
Okay. Photos of girl's hairdo on teacher's Facebook page, not so funny, parent says.
Sorry, stupid.
You bastard. I was so proud I got that headline out without stuttering or anything. And then I get the did. Yes, that is maybe what the people involved, if we're going to stereotype, might say when the girl got her hair done. Educator faces discipline for posting pictures of student, officials say. It began with a 7-year-old asking her mother to tie colorful Jolly Rancher candies to the ends of her braids, copying a hairstyle she had admired in a magazine for school picture day. But the girl's mother said a teacher posted pictures of the second grader on Facebook, then led online friends in mocking the hairdo. Now Chicago public schools say they're investigating.
Were they in the rappers, though?
Yes.
That's kind of stupid.
They're just linked up by the rapper to the end.
Oh, it has a picture of it?
I can take September Carino's image search off and do the Jolly Rancher hair search.
Yeah, let's do
that. I will give you the hit that I guess inspired this kid. Long story short, two photos were posted, a side shot of the girl and another of the back of the head with the comment, and y'all thought I was joking.
That's kind of bad, the fact that she's like making this girl pose now.
Yeah.
So she didn't get like the ideal angle.
Like, sweetie, I love your hair so much.
Like, I thought it was kind of like she was at the front of the class and just like, oh, isn't that cute?
She walks up to the kid and pretty much is like, oh, no one's going to believe this ish. Hey, kid, let me see your head.
Ooh.
And the kid's like, sure, teacher. Because kids are like, this is a friggin', what did I say? She's 7? She's first grade, second grade.
Yeah. What a hue is the teacher? Well, what's the name? Can we get a read on it?
All right, hold on.
Because I know they're going to give the teacher's name.
Hold on. They're going to protect her.
Did you just ask for the hue of the teacher?
Yeah.
Color is racist, Veronica.
The tint? Okay.
What tint is she? What shade is she?
Hold on. Chicago teacher.
If she were a brightness control on a TV, would she be closer to the sun icon or the moon?
Oh, my God. Hold up. Let me see if I can find it, because I got the Chicago Tribune story, but they're choosing not to mention the name. I got the vibe just from the Facebook caption that they were both...
That's what I was getting at.
Hugh Betcha.
The use of y'all.
Yeah.
Because they ain't in Alabama.
Exactly. So. It's Chicago. So
does it say it's the South Side?
Where Kanye originated from? No.
Really?
Yeah, he's a Chicago lad.
Also disturbed.
But comments then streamed in from her friends, including, if you're going to make your child look ridiculous, the least you can do is have them matching. That sounds like a white comment.
No, you need to use all the colors.
Really?
Yeah, why would you want just like, well, only if it's green.
And
the most delicious of Jolly Ranchers.
No way, watermelon totally trumps green.
I laughed so hard that my contact popped out. Yeah.
You might want to see your eye doctor.
Yeah, the teacher got the kid to pose by saying, My husband's not going to believe this. Can I take a picture? And then she throws it up on Facebook.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Now, taking race out of the equation, because one, it'll just kill the show even more if you, I'm dicking off on Google for 2 minutes.
You can't
to find the name.
Single kids out like that.
That's crossing a bit of a line. But can we talk about how dumb the mother is to put candy in her child's hair? Can we talk about that for
but
a second?
Kids do all kinds of stupid ass.
Yeah, kids do, not parents. Give me a break. What an idiot.
Well,
yeah, but you
gotta
like,
you've got to expect that your kid's going to get made fun of.
Well,
when
at the very least, I don't
hair.
Think she's going to be made fun of, but she's going to be beaten down and have her braids ripped out because it's candy.
Well, no, I mean, like how
it's
different?
Bullying plus Halloween. What child wouldn't love
don't
that?
Little girls put all kinds of stupid crap in the hair?
No,
like those
no.
little glass
Actually,
balls they
but
twist
that's
them.
Not candy.
It looked like candy.
It looks close enough.
Especially with America getting fatter by the day.
No.
Won't be long until that ends up down some hippo's esophagus.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Well, what was your point? I'm punching up the Jolly Rancher hair.
My point is,
let's focus on
the
mother and how retarded
stupid.
It is to put candy in your daughter's hair.
In the grand scheme of dumb looks... That
dude,
kids in general,
it's candy. It's
here. Here's
food.
The Jolly Rancher.
To me, that's no dumber than letting your kid get like a Justin Bieber haircut. Like if that was my kid with the effing mop top, I'd be like, "What the f are you doing?"
It's freaking candy. Are you kidding me?
There, you guys can actually see the Jolly Rancher haircut right
God.
There.
It's great. It's like a dispenser.
That mother.
If you're the kid sitting behind that kid in class, you're taking care
of
it.
Best seat in the house.
Oh, you hear all this like crinkling. What's that?
Yeah. My beaties. My beaties. I don't know, man.
Nothing but rappers left at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, you could take this in the direction of some, like, oh my God, black people and their hair shtick. But at the end of the day, one, that's played out. Okay. Two, it's just candy.
I don't care what color they are. Any parent that puts candy in their child's hair is an idiot.
Really?
Period. Yes.
God.
It's candy. Have you ever tried to get gum out of your
hair? But it's in a wrapper.
I don't care. It's colorful. Stupid. Seriously, it's candy. No business being in your
hair. Have you ever dealt with a kid wanting something? They don't shut the F up.
Yeah.
So you make them.
It's either that or take the whole bag and go upside their face. Like it's in your hair now, mother effer.
And then that mouth.
It's going to stick a lot longer, too.
You're sick.
I'll pick that ish up. Halloween 6 months from now.
Pick out the blue ones. You know I like them. Oh,
do they make blue ones?
Yeah, they're great.
Oh,
the blue's good.
Oh, the blue
good. Anything is great because
it's
always
the
rare.
Because it can't be natural. They don't have to base it on some horrible natural food. They're just like, this is blue.
It just says chemical.
It's straight up chemicals.
This is effing moonberry. Enjoy it. We made it up.
The actual, it's just named a dye like blue 47.
Yeah, exactly. This is blue 40. Enjoy the flavor. No, I love that. You just associate dyes with flavors. They have nothing to do with one another.
No, like...
You're like, oh, that's yellow 5. It's lemon.
Banana.
Strawberry anything does not taste like real strawberries.
Tastes 100 times better. Real strawberries suck.
They're tart. They
Dude.
Blow.
No.
You know the one time I got into real strawberries?
Same with limes. They're awful. Yet lime candy's delicious.
I know. Oh, my God. No, for strawberries, I remember like it was yesterday. I was out with some friends, and we killed like a trash bag of weed. Our throats were decimated. And we went home to the guy's house, and his mom had prepared like some strawberries and whipped cream for us. Sounds kind of sexual in retrospect. Maybe I missed out on a Stifler's mom scenario because I was so high.
Whose mom was this?
Jordan's mom.
Was she hot?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, hot redheaded lady.
And crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy as the day is long.
Crazy in the head, crazy in the bed. But and she was just shoveling these strawberries in front of us. And because I guess they're fruit, so they have like real liquid in them. I must
they
have
quench
mashed
your thirst.
I mashed 4 pounds of these things. I was just like, I've never had a strawberry this delicious in all my days, you know? God, I miss weed for just making food taste so good. You could put me in front of a salad. I'd probably like it if I were high.
Oh, my God.
It does, like, I don't know. I remember getting that, like, the first couple of times.
Everything
that.
Tastes good because, one, you're hungry, two, you're thirsty, and three, you're high out of your goddamn mind.
It heightens your senses.
You can't perceive. Really, for me, it was like your tongue was tarry, so you couldn't, like, really detect anything other than this is cold and wet and delicious and quenching my thirst.
I hope you're talking about food.
Yeah, we could go for the obvious joke there.
Going down on a corpse, I'm sorry. Decided to work blue today.
I've never been high. I wouldn't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I actually might actually be serious on that one. I've been high like maybe 5 times in the last 10 years.
You
like,
drink, though, right?
I've completely...
Do you ever smoke cigarettes? Or are you one of those people?
I tried it in high school, but...
Really? Never been high. Like, to me, that's weird
never,
as hell,
never.
Man.
Not smoking weed, yeah.
I wish you guys could see the confused looks on their faces.
Well, it's just
right
puzzling.
Now.
Like, I can see outgrowing it because, to me at least, it was boring. Like, I did it with my friends. And then my friends got too into it.
No, I think it's sad when people our age do it.
Oh, I have friends back home who still do it all the time.
Like, at that point, you
and
have
I'm
a
like,
problem.
Really?
It's defined your life.
Kids. It was just horrible like, because it was the same time like the Cartoon Network was first coming to power. And like, I don't need to finish this story.
Nope.
So they would just sit on the couch. And I was like, I guess I like ran my one half as much as the next guy. But let's do something with our lives. So I kind of got out of the weed scene because it got really depressing because of that. But another story?
Sure.
Another story as the Chicago story dies a dog's death because you just think anyone putting candy in their kid's hair.
It's stupid, but the teacher should not have posted it on Facebook.
What if it was a white
candy? Anybody who posts anything about their job on Facebook deserves to get fired.
Oh,
you're
hell
just dumb.
Oh,
just
hell
dumb.
Yeah.
Who does it? You duh.
Don't say anything on Facebook. Twitter's a little more Wild West, but even then.
It depends. No. I mean,
your work situation is
your
work
colleagues,
situation.
Yeah. I'd make it so no
Dude,
one can
my
find
company
me.
Released a policy about social media and social networking that if you even mention what you do during your job, you're technically...
in breach of something?
No, but you are... They say you can be considered making a statement on behalf of the company. And it's ridiculous. I won't even like the company that I work for. I'm not linked up to their whatever. I've
Network.
Got
Good for
one
you.
Person that I'm not playing that game. And that way, if they ever call me out on something that I posted, I can say, where does it say
I'm affiliated.
Such and such and such and such on my Facebook page?
You should work for again? Who do you work for again?
I'm so not going there.
Damn.
You shouldn't even like add your coworkers. I wouldn't.
I have one, but.
I do, but I work in radio. So we're all
it's
a bunch of degenerates. Like, I'm the cleanest cut.
Really?
Out of the bunch. Oh, yeah. Oh, the statuses I see out of my coworkers. They'll just, like, live tweet being drunk.
Like, while working.
No.
Totally
actually,
wasted
sometimes,
on
yeah.
air right now. Oh,
I mean,
God.
But radio's different. Like, no one holds us to any standards. It's like, did you, like, molest a child? No? Then, cool.
Oh, that's
and even
cool.
then.
It's, well, you get paid nothing. I mean, there's a trade-off, but it's pretty good.
I miss radio.
Yeah, it's like working in Caddyshack.
Never saw it.
You are forever Danny Noonan.
I never finished it.
You are just...
I started it with some chick and then pounded her.
Oh my God! Will!
Alright, that's acceptable. Veronica, you have homework. Please
I think
watch.
I saw it. It's just when I was little. I'm not watching that movie.
It's so good.
No.
I'm not asking you to
my
watch something boring.
My old boss made me watch Animal House and I wanted to bang
Animal
my
House.
House
made you watch
good.
Animal House.
I'd say Animal House
you
is way
thing.
Better than what I saw from Caddyshack.
They're in the same league.
Really?
In the same league.
Boo.
I don't like Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase is a cancer, but it has Rodney Dangerfield. And it has boobs, like all comedies did back then.
Well, so did Animal House. Actually, not bad ones either. Seriously, like...
What, just the one pair that Belushi like air squeezed and then he fell over? Or was there a
No, remember the chick in the car? When they're at the Black Nightclub, and it was Eric Stratton.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and he says, like, his girlfriend died, and then he tries to bang her out.
Yeah.
And then maybe we dance with your dates.
Yeah. Remember, he's in the car, he lifts up her shirt.
Really? Yeah. I just remember the pair that, like, knocked Belushi over, and those were good.
Yeah, no, all those chicks are hot, too.
But they're too real for you, right?
No, they ain't bad.
You don't like real boobs? Seriously? You're such a dude.
Why?
Are you kidding
Most
me?
Guys
like, the average guy to you says he doesn't. I don't like fake for the most part. I'll put it this way. I prefer fake to fake in a magazine. I like fake in real life a little more. Like, it doesn't look quite so fake when it's just not, like, naked and here's the scar and junk. Like, fake in a magazine really bores me. Fake in real life, I'm like, oh, okay, sure, whatever.
You take fake over real?
No. I'm saying I like real, period. I'm just saying I at least like fake in real life. Well, Will loves... fake over real, period.
I don't get it.
And he likes, like, bad fake, too. Like, he likes Frankenhooker.
Like, comic book.
Like, football stitching on the backside all the way up to
that
the
air. Well, no, no, I don't like that. But, I mean, if that's what you need to get to, like, basketball size.
See, oh, my God.
Will just loves it. Like, just, and I like comic book size. I just want it real. I
yeah,
prefer
but
something
then it's
even
all
more outlandish.
Saggly and squishy and.
So, missionary.
Why? No, that's the worst. Because then they're just, like, falling to the sides.
Yeah, missionary with, the, like, the elbows on the sides, keeping it all together.
That's too much work.
Keeping the tots in the playpen. The sand in the sandbox. The produce in the aisle. I could go all day.
All right, what's next on the docket?
Please, next.
Okay, we've got the situation and a guy finds a dead mouse in a can of Monster. What do you want? How much better would it be?
We touched on the Jersey Shore.
How much better if the mouse had been alive?
Oh, that
and
stuff is
Stuart
so
Little.
Filthy. Like they don't even bother putting flavors on the cans. That's how bad it tastes. It should just say ass or ass with low sugar. Like, have you ever had that stuff?
Monster. You know what? It all tastes like the guarine and taurine and all this stuff for, like, you know. Oh, I want to drop the P word for wusses who don't just. Take a spoonful of meth or pull a Tony Montana and just bury your nose in a desk of Coke.
I would take a scoop of Jacked over that stuff any day. Like, the effect is so much better.
What is Jacked?
Have you ever had Jacked? It's like a powder stuff that you take pre-workout. It gives you just a ton of energy. It's awesome. It makes you tingly.
Do you snort it?
No, you don't snort it, Jack ass.
Do you realize it's probably like one step away from meth? Like, yeah. There's one thing in the chemical compound that's different.
This sounds
Dude,
like
I don't
6
care.
Months from now, you will have a physical
Is that how
status,
you lost the weight? Just by snorting Jack?
No, my friend...
My heart is now pig valves, Veronica.
No, my friend is a trainer, and she uses it. She recommended it. It's just good. It's good stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what's Julita Escobar say? Where does she acquire this?
What?
I don't know. It just sounds like
Does
she's
she give it to you in the gym with a brown paper bag?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you can get it at GNC, Jack.
Does she hand it to you on a large pinky nail?
Yeah, it makes my nose hurt real bad.
What about a chalice? Like King William Predator.
Oh my God.
Does it make you not only lose your weight, but also your soul?
Y'all
I have Predator 2 quotes. Not nearly as good as Predator 1.
Anyways, you should try it before you go to the gym. I think you guys would both like
Jacked.
It.
Jacked.
I was just trying to, like,
I would take that and I'd have to drop a deuce in 10 minutes.
That's the worst.
Why?
The gym
because
deuce.
Because any upper makes me do that. Like, what upper doesn't make you do that? I guess you've never smoked weed, so you've never done any tootski.
But well, if you get enough fiber, you should be regular.
I don't
so
know.
You should be.
That's the thing about.
You shouldn't
uppers.
Have any on deck at all times.
No, that's like the upper side effect. Like, it makes poop. Like, I don't even think it causes you to poop.
No,
that you had.
Yeah,
it generates.
How do
you
talk about this?
You shed the lining of your intestines, and it just becomes this horrible diarrhea.
No, I think you're right. It does, like, force things out, like, before they're ready.
Yeah, you're like, I recognize that crust. I ate pizza 20 minutes ago. Who are you fooling?
It's like when a baby's born at like 6 months.
Seriously?
It's just like pretty much
Seriously.
There, but not quite.
Oh, God. Swaddle you in a blanket, little fella.
No, I'll give
You're
you that.
You're going to be fine.
But I don't know.
No, I couldn't take any upper effect before the gym.
Deucing at the gym.
At the very least, I'd be pissing between every set.
I'd do that anyway.
I try to go for the water. That's
Creatine does that with the water, and plus, like, if you're just going to sit around, you might as well anyway.
I guess you're a girl, so you're all hollowed out and don't do that stuff for the most part. No girls crap like every 2 or 3 days or something.
No, they crap like once a week, which can't be good.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it is so obvious why you two
it's
are single.
This dense little pellet.
Rabbit.
Must reek of the crypt,
I
though,
am
you know
so
what I mean?
Not talking about this.
Oh, we're not asking you to. These are just our theories. We don't want you to, like, you know... shoot any holes in them. We're just rolling with this.
Continue to roll.
This is it. All right, let's go to the dead mouse in the can of Monster.
Well, didn't
That's
we?
Disgusting.
Well, there's not much. The actual quote is pretty good.
There's a dead mouse in my Monster.
Here, a man from Washington State is suing the makers of Monster Energy drinks.
Oh, he's going to get so much loot.
He says he found... I got some loot lined up, I think. We'll get to that. That'll
wait, do you think he just cut the can in half and placed the dead mouse in there?
He says he found a dead mouse at the bottom of one of their cans. And before you ask, forensic tests done on the can show he's not BSing.
Well, wouldn't just...
I guess they got, like, CSI Stuart Little in and, like, confirmed the mouse did die in this crap.
I was going to say, just because you have a picture of the can cut in half, like, wouldn't it be more damning if you have the whole mouse
in there? Can you imagine ready just to drink the last
bit of...
And you feel this, like, thud. Ugh.
I will... here is that scenario in his words. I put it down, and I felt it was still heavy. So I backwashed it. Right there, F you. You don't go, why is my can mysteriously heavy? This absolutely doesn't compute, so let me jam it in my mouth.
That's
so
kind
F
of
you.
Strange.
But, so I backwashed it, and all this debris went into my mouth, says the 19-year-old. Then, only then.
Oh, he's 19. He's going to be a millionaire.
I looked in the can and saw the tip of the tail and vomited everywhere.
Oh, my God. That poor kid.
That mother effer is going to be set for life.
He deserves to be. That is disgusting. That's traumatic.
For that much worse
money, for
free.
That much money, I know. For that much money, you could feed them to me like a python. I would eat three or four for what that kid's going to get.
Dude, he's going to get like stock in the company probably.
No, they'll pay him a couple million and he'll go
away.
Yeah,
but they probably don't have that much. They're not like Coke. I'm telling you, they're going to pay him.
Monster Soda.
Who is Monster owned by? Because they're going to be owned by one of the bigger
ones. Like Sprite. Sprite's owned by Coke.
Isn't Monster?
Sprite's Coke.
It's pretty much just Coke and Pepsi, right?
Yeah.
At this point.
Let's say Coke.
So it's owned by Coke or Pepsi, and he's going to get paid a few million, and he'll go
away. Get paid, son.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get paid.
Dude, I'll lick a mouse tail for a few mil. Jesus. I'll probably do it for $50.
Oh, you don't want
to
know
but
what
he
I
didn't
do with
just
him.
Have to lick it. He drank...
Mouse.
What he did was like easier, if you ask me. He
mouse bathwater,
like a mummified mouse paw went down his throat or something.
Yeah, but this mouse had been like.
Don't we have like 10 spiders crawling around the
He is going to have to get some shots, but still.
I'm sorry.
Why did the monster like pickle all the mouse aids out of it?
I'm sure he's got to at least get tetanus shots.
Rabies, maybe.
Yeah, isn't that like 18 to the stomach?
No, it used to be. I mean, if you're like Ozzy biting the head off a bat, it's 18 to the stomach.
I got that from Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, exactly.
But seriously, it is. I mean,
it's down to
like
9 or
now.
Something.
It's still a series. I think you got to take it in the hiney.
So I got to eat a mouse and take 5 shots in the gut and I have 2 million.
Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat. It doesn't even require thought.
Ew.
Yeah.
I would do it, but it'd be gross.
Well, no one said it's pleasant, but...
Seriously, I'd eat the Jolly Rancher kid for like $500K, and that's like days worth of food.
If it was easy, then there wouldn't be a Sophie's Choice movie.
Yeah.
It'd be over in 2 seconds. Be like, oh, that one.
that's what I always loved about Sophie's Choice. In the end, she's just like, oh, yeah, the son lives. Like,
really?
Why couldn't you have just made that? You know, how much crueler can you be, Sophie B?
Oh, so the whole movie's her just anguishing over the decision?
Her just debating it.
What
it should have been
flip
Sophie's
a coin.
Choice. Yeah, exactly.
That's the only
Sophie
fair way to do it.
Deutschmark, and she's like, "Oh, heads. See you when I see you, kid."
Yeah.
That's all Sophie's Choice should have been—a 30-second short. Should have been an SNL digital short.
We've all seen The Dark Knight.
Hilarious. Yeah.
You remember the fair and balanced speech from Two-Face?
Oh my God! All right, well, folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. I want to thank you for that, Veronica. Most of all,
Ronnie J.
Thank you for coming back in. Hopefully we'll see you now and again.
Maybe.
I think you had a gay old time.
Of course, always.
A Flintstones time, a Yabba-Doo time. Will, thank you.
You're welcome.
You are all on time and everything.
Oh, I gotta pee so bad.
I will reward you with a can of Monster after the show. If you want to listen to us again, we are live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. Will at Billy Basil. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/papasbasement. I think that's it, guys, right? Anything?
I wasn't listening.
All right. Until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow.
You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.